Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. When you go to your favorite bottle shop these days, you're confronted by row after row of craft beer. You may know what you want. You may just be browsing. Either way, there are some things to keep in mind. Number one in my book, freshness. How old is that beer? Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings agrees.
We're going to have a lot of beers on the shelves, and we do in South Dakota. It's quite spectacular, the selection we have these days. But there is the reality that some of these beers have traveled a long ways, and even though they move fast, make sure that you're checking the date. Now, this doesn't mean that if a beer's older than 2 weeks that it's expired, but do be careful and do look at them. One of the favorites of mine is to go to the store and do a mixer-sixer, you know, be able to do a six-pack. I think they do pretty good in Brookings here, keeping things cycled, keeping things new, keeping it fresh. And I salute both the liquor store and Hy-Vee does that as well. But the word of caution I would be, if you're out exploring, some retail locations use that as the graveyard. That's where stuff goes that doesn't...
Where old beer goes.
So just be careful on those. You may want to just double check the freshness.
Unfortunately, there is no set standard for freshness dates on beer. Some use a purchase-by date, a best-by date, if you will. Some use a bottling date. That's by far my favorite. And some don't have anything at all.
The industry doesn't have a hard and fast standard of how the bottles are labeled. And some of them run off. You know, sometimes the labels themselves are designed to be nicked or cut with a certain date. Yep. And sometimes the cutter misses them. So, I mean, you've got to remember, these guys are putting out thousands and thousands of these bottles. And even just a few minutes with the stamper not working correctly, we've got hundreds of bottles that pass without the stamp being put on them. I also prefer a bottled on date. It's always bad to have an expiration date, in my opinion, because sometimes just a sheer time period of beer changes what your expectations and what expiration. For instance, Old Coast has their old stock. I would make an argument that you really should drink it after a certain date.
Old Stock from North Coast is an old ale, can improve with age for a number of years. A few other styles, Imperial Stouts, Barley Wine, some Wild Ales, and Sours, also get better with age. But most beers are best fresh, and in fact, the fresher, the better.
The word of caution I will give is, if you're looking at the bottle, do understand that each brewery's approach to it is unique. So if you compare bottle A versus bottle B, that may not be the same thing you're looking at on both bottles, which is, I guess, the only guide I can give you is that you have to kind of know what they're doing.
When you see a best buy or expiration date on a beer, it's usually 6 months after the bottling date. Also, craft beer always best when it's been kept refrigerated.
If you're out buying beers, any beer that is unfiltered or any beer that has live yeast on it, make sure you're not taking it off the shelf, off the warm shelf. There are some beers that are designed to be tolerant of warm storage, and that's very deliberate by the brewers. Think of some of the really big brewers, and they do a lot to make sure that you have shelf stability. But I can say honestly that any single beer that you go to drink will be better if kept in cold storage the whole time.
More when Beer Untapped continues in a moment.
Buy me a beer, boys. Buy me a beer. Here it is, Saturday night, and my baby, she's not here.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller and our beer buying guide. We've talked about freshness and keeping beer cold. Every bit is important, according to Seth Cook of Wooden Lakes Brewing. Keep that beer out of the light.
Any beer that comes in a clear bottle, it would benefit you to buy a full case of them that is fully concealed, as opposed to a broken six-pack. A good example, and this is kind of a fun experiment if anybody wants to try it, is to go get a case of Corona. Make sure it's case, make sure it's covered, or Heineken, or any light bottle, or even one of my particular favorites, get a case of Grain Belt, and that comes in a clear bottle. Take that Grain Belt from a case, make sure you don't get any light on it, take one or two examples of that, and let those sit even in the sun for as little as 10 minutes. They don't even have to get warm, but as little as 10 minutes, and then do a taste test comparison versus it, and there is a difference in taste if something has been exposed to light, so it will be light struck.
And beer that is light struck can develop some very nasty flavors. And be aware, many craft beers are unfiltered. They can develop chunks over time. Some people call them floaties. They won't harm you in any way. Some beers have them even when they're fresh.
There are some beers that will have a sediment on the bottom. That's not always a bad thing. You know, people hold it up to the light. There are some beers. Boulevard is quite famous for doing some of their bottle conditioning beers. That's not always a bad thing, but, you know, too much sediment, if it's not designed by the brewer in that style, that could indicate that the beer's a little aged. And our beers are unfiltered, too. So if you were to let our beers sit long enough, cold enough, you would start to see some of those things break, some of those things collect sediment at the bottom.
Final buying tip from Seth this week, a great way to sample several different beers. Get one of those variety packs offered by several brewers.
And these are terrible for brewers to make, and they're frustrating for brewers to make, but I know the industry and the consumers love them, is look for variety packs, because variety packs are usually done by the brewer. There's usually a good selection of the beers, and they're usually fresh. It usually moves pretty quick.
So there you have our little beer buying guide. Now, don't forget about Downtown at Sundown, Thursday evenings for most of the rest of the summer. Seth Cook says Wooden Legs Brewing is glad to be a part of it.
We're really excited for that. Come down. Bands are good. Beer's pouring. We've got food vendors as well. It happens right in front of the pub, but we're not the only participant. There's lots of local businesses that do that. It's a free event, so come on down and try it.
Looks like some great bands lined up this year, too.
Every year there seem to be, they raise the bar again. They have a couple of the favorites that would come back, but they always find new bands to put on a good show.
And for you computer gaming fans, another LAN party coming right up.
On the 22nd, we're hosting another LAN party down at the pub. It's a summer LAN party. So follow us on Facebook if you want to know what that is. It's a bring your own PC, bring your own games. We're just going to play. It's going to be a fun time. So that's the 22nd of this month.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.